This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Michael K. is on the radio today, and he ain't afraid to say. Is on the radio today. Turn it up, it's time to get on with the show. On 98.7 ESPN Radio.
This is Robin Roberts, and the Michael K. Show starts right now. Take it away, Michael, Don, and Peter.
And a good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Michael K. Show. We thank you for joining us on this Wednesday, November 25th. 2020. Michael K., Don LaGreca, Peter Rosenberg. We're apart, but we're together for the next 4 hours. The other 20, that's your responsibility. Hope you're all having a great day, day before Thanksgiving. And as you can hear, I have avoided this the last 8 months. And today I woke up with a cold.
Oh, no.
Hey.
I know Don did it.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago. I'm not nearly as congested as him.
He sounded off.
But
yet.
I went to bed feeling great. Woke up, eyes all watery, nose stuffed, no temperature, nothing like that. No chills, just I've got a seasonal cold.
Yep.
And it bothers me. Don, have you gotten your test back yet?
No.
Wow.
Might be time to move on from the hopes of Don getting his test back.
I had somebody. Wow. I had somebody tweet at me last night to say it took them 19 days to get their negative test back.
You know, we joke about it because we try to deal with everything with a light touch here. That's disgraceful.
It really
is disgraceful. I mean, we're in a health crisis, and they can't get you a test back within 19 days. I mean, what does a test mean?
Maybe it's just an aberration, but I think what it tells you is that they're overwhelmed right now. And they probably prioritize positive tests, so for obvious reasons, and also to do the contact tracing. I think more and more people are probably cooperating with that, so that takes time. And then you end up being on the pay no mind list when you're negative, which I'm fine with, as long as eventually can't they know that I'm right, negative.
But why can't they just shoot you that you're negative?
I don't know. I don't know if I slipped through the cracks or whatever. I mean, I even got my antibody test on ID. I haven't gotten the results on that either.
Well, so. I have. You guys are pretty active on following my Twitter, so you may already know this information.
I saw it. What happened?
But I have, Don, you've been busy, so maybe not. I have decided to not have my parents visit for Thanksgiving.
Why? Because of their political affiliations or what? You don't want to have the argument over the dinner table?
No. We actually are all on the same page politically.
Oh, okay.
And what page is that, by the way?
But I, even though I was tested Saturday, I tested again Monday, I just don't feel comfortable enough. I feel like given everything that's happening and the numbers we're seeing. You know, my parents visited back in August, and I was checking the stats. When they visited back in August, New York State had 600 cases a day. Right now, New York State has 6,000 cases a day. And now 2,000 people a day are dying. More than one person a minute. And between that and how serious a battle Ebro's brother is having out in Minnesota with this, it's just, I don't know, it's on all of our minds too much. And, guys, isn't this what it's about? These are the moments to sacrifice, right? I mean, this is when it's hard, but it just doesn't seem like it makes sense.
Well, I feel sorry for you, and I would invite you over the house, but I refuse to do it.
And I appreciate your honesty. And, by the way, I'd rather eat garbage out of off the street itself. Then sit with you on this holiday, especially after the way you treated me this week.
My children, too?
No, your children and Jody, if they were willing to have a separate event with just me, I would attend.
That's not going to happen. But listen, we got to, you know, if the whole idea is it to be a joyous occasion and not paranoia and fear. And if that just makes things a little easier for everybody, then, you know, we'll get together again. Our time will come again. But I see that. I'm not going to see my mom either. Because she's afraid of it, and I don't want her to have to go through that anxiety. So it's going to be different. It's different. Christmas is going to be different, too.
What a real ripoff. I mean, I just want to say to our older listeners, you know, my parents are in their early 70s. And my parents are still in good shape right now, knock on wood.
Your mom's a smoke show.
Thank you. They move around well.
This is so exciting.
Their life basically, you know, their joy comes from traveling and spending time with their grandchildren. And they come up and visit me and they go to Europe and they do this and they do that. And they've worked really hard to get to this stage of life. Spark up the boubange. And they're still in a good place. But the thing is, they're losing years, a year, essentially, of time that is really the worst spot to lose it in. It's just, I feel for the people, you know, sort of 70 and up, who this is kind of the time to really get to enjoy life. When maybe you get to your 80s, it's not as easy to do any of these things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I really feel for those people.
I feel for everybody. I mean, everybody's had a year taken out of their life. I mean, boo-hoo is us. At least we're living. But it's sad. It is sad.
And some losing a year of holidays with family? You don't know how many you have left.
No, you do not. We keep it real here for the most part.
Sure do.
And we don't cover soccer that often. But I want to bring Andrew in. I didn't even tell him I was going to do this.
Wow.
But Maradona passed away today at the age of 60. And in the little reading that I did about him today, this guy got every ounce out of 60 that you could possibly get. So, Andrew, just tell me, where in the pantheon of soccer greats is Maradona?
If there's a Mount Rushmore of the sport, he's on it. Unquestionably.
No doubt.
Unquestionably, yes. Him, Pele, he's in that echelon.
And from what I'm reading, it's true. This guy didn't refuse any life. He did everything.
Right, so his legacy is a little bit complicated in that way, because as a player, he's otherworldly and he's beloved, but his off-the-field exploits are really well documented and are at times really, they're pretty dark. You know, he had a lot of battles with drugs, with cocaine. He was kicked out of the 1994 World Cup when it was held in the United States because he tested positive for a banned substance. You know, all that is very well documented, and it's just a part of his legacy as much as anything he did on the field is a part of his legacy. That's really who he was as a player and as a person.
Is he one of the most famous people, or was he one of the most famous people in the world?
Yeah, I would say so, only because of the global reach of the sport. And
right.
So if you're one of the greatest ever soccer players and your life is as public as his was, then yes, he was. There's really no corner of the world he could go to and not be instantly recognizable, especially because most of his greatest successes took place in World Cups for Argentina in 1986, 1990. And, you know, those are seen, those events are consumed by so many millions of people around the world. So, yeah, he's a global icon to the nth degree.
Well, Maradona passes away today at the age of 60. Now, we talked about this yesterday, and I kind of made a flippant comment. There was no way that the Baltimore-Pittsburgh game was going to be postponed. There's too much money at stake. And it was postponed.
That's right.
So I guess 9 Ravens and coaches tested positive. 2 more came out positive today, and the NFL just said, you know what? We got to push it till Sunday, and there's no guarantee it's going to go Sunday either.
Right.
So we're in week 12 of the NFL season, and we're in that very tricky situation running out of bye weeks where now they might have to employ, if this game means something, do they play it after the last weekend of the season and then push everything back if this game means something? We'll see. Now, wouldn't it be weird if the game really didn't mean anything and the Steelers didn't have a loss?
Right.
There'd be an asterisk next to 15-0 rather than 16-0. I mean, again, it's a small thing when you look at what's going on in the world, but it's going to be very difficult to get through these last 5 weeks of the season.
See, I thought you were going to go someplace else with it. Because what if the Steelers pick up a loss, but they've got nothing to play for that final week? You know, usually you take a break in week 17, but if you end up creating a week 18, there's even less of a chance that like anybody is going to play. That'd almost guarantee Baltimore a win, wouldn't it?
I think that Tomlin's the type of guy. Well, you're saying they had a loss, right?
Yeah, because if they're undefeated, I think there's still value.
I think
you
go for it.
You go for,
yeah.
go for it. But if they have a loss,
then you'll see Mason Rudolph.
It's the scene. Yeah, you probably would almost see nobody. And in a week.
And also
seven,
by having the best record, and if they had to play that game, Don, they'd lose their bye week that they earned.
Right. So it's there's an ugliness to it because if they can't get it on Sunday, I can't imagine Baltimore not needing the game.
Now, there's some talk, should the games that remain be moved up? Because now, when you're in the my pants are open portion of the Thanksgiving day, and you're shoveling more food down your throat, you're usually watching that third game. Maybe this postponement saves a lot of families. Because I know a lot of people get ticked off when the football fans and the family sit there, and you know they're like glassy-eyed for 10 hours, game after game after game.
Right.
So now there is no game.
I got to tell you, while I'm a little bummed out by it, I'm good. And I love football. But I will say that maybe it's, you know what, maybe it's a little different for me because my team's playing at 4:30. Like, I'll be good to throw on a holiday movie at 8 o'clock. I'll be fine.
I mean, wow. We lived our entire lives basically without
right.
a third game on Thanksgiving.
I'm still not used to it. I'm still barely used to it.
Can you imagine the hit that NBC takes with this?
Oh, it's
and you're not making that money back. Because,
first of all,
they're not going to televise the Sunday game. Right? They're not. It's not going to be a primetime game. They don't even know when it's going to be yet.
Well, they already got a game for Sunday, right?
They have a game for Sunday. And even if they allowed NBC to broadcast it, you're not going to get the same money that you would get on Thanksgiving night for commercials.
The problem is it's really a nice game. It's an attractive game that probably would have done a huge number.
How attractive? Can you give a comparison?
Softic.
Remind me of a person, Don.
I'd say Hillary Swank in a prime.
Puts me a really difficult
you love Swank.
Really.
I've been a Swank fan.
Because it's not drop-dead gorgeous because Baltimore's not playing well. But
and Pittsburgh, though they're fantastic, even the way they play isn't exactly gorgeous.
I think Hillary Swank in her prime.
That's why Michael might be onto something here.
Yeah. It might not be as good a game as Anne Hathaway.
You're a big Hathaway guy, huh?
Very much so. Would you say it's a Clooney game? No, he's too good looking.
I'll leave that up to you. You analyze.
Maybe Kiefer Sutherland sort of game.
I didn't even know is Kiefer Sutherland even considered attractive?
Yeah, well, you have to Washington, say that because Dallas. People think Michael looks like Kiefer.
Yeah, Don. Thank you for knowing where I'm going.
It's not a Randy Quaid game, but it's not a Dennis Quaid game either.
Dennis Quaid, the worst guest in the history of Center Stage.
I know, that was really heartbreaking for me.
Not even close.
It sounds like, though, Randy would have been pretty entertaining.
Yeah. This portion of the Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by 2x London, the engagement shop by London Jewelers. Pick or design the perfect engagement ring to fit every budget. Visit 2x London at the Americana Manhasset, East Hampton, and Westfield World Trade Center. I was listening to Dan Graziano on with Greeny today. And he said that if the NFL investigates and that the Ravens did not follow the proper protocol, and that's why this outbreak happened, they would give them a forfeit. They would forfeit their game. And Pittsburgh would get a win. So if Pittsburgh got a win from a forfeit and ended up 16-0, would that be an asterisk?
Wow. Of course it would. Of course it would.
Yeah, gigantic. The biggest asterisk of all time.
They would probably be more upset than anybody if that were the case. Now, that's a suitable punishment.
I'll tell you who would be upset. The 72 Dolphins. They'd be nervously holding that champagne with a forfeit in there.
And really, what kick would they have coming? They were 14-0.
Great point, Don.
So they really couldn't say, it's not the same. Well, they still won more games than you did in the regular season.
Now, Don knows these answers. He's kind of like the official historian of the show because he has a memory and I don't.
Right.
So how long have we been on Yes?
It was the day after the New York Super Bowl. So it's been 5 years? It'll be 5 years February?
No.
Or six?
Six.
All right. And all the years previous that we've been together, You're wearing a sweatshirt I have never seen you wear before, WKRP sweatshirt.
Well, because what this is in honor of, Nancy got this for me, and I'm so excited. I jumped out of my chair when she showed it to me. It represents the greatest Thanksgiving Day sitcom episode ever. It's WKRP in Cincinnati's Turkey Drop. Les Nessman, of course, was doing the play-by-play of it. Do you know the episode?
Yes.
And it's great because at the bottom it says, "As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly," which is one of the great lines in the history of television. They did, Peter, it doesn't sound like you follow.
No.
They did a Thanksgiving Day promotion in which they were going to drop 30 turkeys out of a helicopter.
And they did.
Because they thought turkeys could fly. And they Les Nessman is doing the play-by-play as these turkeys are plummeting to their death. And then the remaining turkeys, after the helicopter made the emergency landing, decided to attack the people that were waiting for the turkeys. As Les Nessman said, they planned, it seemed like a counterattack. It is the greatest sitcom episode ever for Thanksgiving, and Nancy got it for me as if it was like actually the promotional sweatshirt for the event.
That's awesome. That's amazing.
She really loves you, doesn't she?
But it's just...
She doesn't answer, see?
What's that?
I said she really loves you, doesn't she?
She does. And she thinks the way I think. That's what makes this relationship work so well. But at least Michael knew it. But Peter, if you get a chance, watch that episode. I'm sure it's all over YouTube.
I think that every single Friends Thanksgiving episode was better than that. So don't say the greatest single Thanksgiving
episode. The
first thing that comes up when you type in WKRP is Turkey Drop.
Now, Don, you also have a grocery bag next to you. What's going on there?
Well, you saw that?
Yeah.
No, it's not a grocery bag. It's lunch.
McDonald's.
I was very busy today. I didn't know that was in the camera shot. I apologize. I was very busy today, so I barely made it in time for the show. And Nancy was nice enough to pick me up some lunch while she was out.
So see, I'm happy about these stories, Peter. Because I feel that there have been issues between Don and Nancy in the last couple of months. This is a uniting of the two of them. I think it's important.
Why would you say there are issues?
Because you said, you know, you just agree everything she says because you don't want to fight. And, you know,
I think that's strategic.
Hmm.
Happy wife, happy life.
Now, by the way, I want to tell you guys something that happened today. It's very important. I've been looking around for this Popeye's turkey.
I saw your tweet.
I went to 4 or 5, couldn't find it.
They laughed at you.
They did. It was embarrassing. And I hate when you show up asking for something and everyone's been asking and it's sold out. It's one of the most embarrassing feelings. Like, can I have the turkey? Oh, pff, it's been gone for days, loser. No one said that. They were quite nice, but... You know, you can only pull up to a Popeye so many times
right
before something happens. So on the last Popeye's that I stopped at, I went to one by MetLife Stadium. I was all over the place.
Really? You crossed the board?
You drove around Jersey?
Correct. Correct. I didn't have faith in Manhattan. And for me on the West Side, it's easier to go Jersey than Brooklyn. So I went into Jersey. I roamed around. And I pull up to this drive-thru window. I said, "Do you have turkeys?" They said, "No, we're sold out." And I thought for a moment. And I saw a sign, and it said, "The Popeye's Chicken Sandwich." And I said, "Do you happen to have the Popeye's Chicken Sandwich?" She said, "We do." "Spicy or regular?" I said, "Spicy."
Yeah, I've got to go spicy.
Of course. I want to tell you, after a full year or more of hype, the Popeye's chicken sandwich delivered on every level.
Are you saying that it hit different?
Don, I came up with something new this morning, and I'm going to use it here, too.
Okay.
Not only did it hit different, it hit diferente.
Ah.
It was the crunch, the sauce, the spice, the pickle. Oh, my. What did they do?
Was it Finislap?
It was fin a slap, and then it did, in fact, slap. Fin the slap.
Fin the slap?
It was so damn good. So even though I didn't find my Popeye's turkey, though I just got alerted to a location, I'm being told that has them.
I mean, their entire television campaign for this sandwich is video of people going...
That's chicken. It. Now I got to tell you something.
Go ahead.
You're not going to like this.
He's going to defend
I find Popeye's chicken to be overly breaded.
Well, no, well, I would never agree with anything like that because that's what I'm there for. I want delicious breaded chicken.
Yeah, but yeah, like if you order the Popeye chicken tenders, it's all breading. Very little white. Now, the chicken sandwich, to me, it's okay, but I shouldn't be passing judgment simply because of the fact I don't put the ointment on it like you like.
Right. Now, I appreciate you saying that.
Nothing compares to the taste, and you even admitted this, of the Burger King chicken sandwich. Nothing.
You know, but the thing is, Michael, that was before I'd had the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Oh, so you've recalibrated.
I think this is the best chicken sandwich I've ever had.
Better than Royal Farms?
Well, I don't have... Royal Farms, I don't have the chicken sandwich. I simply have the chicken.
Oh, the whole chicken.
So...
You know why? Because they take care of the chicken.
They do. They focus on taking care of their chicken. Correct.
Take care of y'all chicken.
They do.
The players don't have to be talking about their chicken.
Well, if you have a thought about... going to Popeye's or any fast food place, we've got some money to help you out. Today is our final 20 and 20 giveaway.
Why?
Because it's the 20th day of 20.
Okay.
And I'm talking with myself. And I think it's been a raging success. I think we've made people happy.
Yep.
I think we've brought some sunshine into the lives of people that listen to the show in a year that hasn't had much sunshine. But today we're going to have a starburst of sunshine. $1,000 cash.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, let's be honest, that rings different.
It what?
It rings different.
No, it hits different.
Well, I go rings different.
Rings differente. Wow.
Yeah.
Because you got to call in. That's why it's ringing.
It rings, so the phone
Thank
rings
you, Don.
Different.
Don saves me so often. All right, so you know how this game is played, right, Peter?
Oh, sure. You know, by now, Peter, it's kind of over.
Peter, tell everybody how the game is played.
Michael's going to play an audio clip from one of the famous and incredible guests that we've had over the many years, and you're going to see if you know who it is, and if you do, not yet, but when you're told to call, you'll call up, you'll tell us whose voice it is, and boom, you will win $1,000.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Thank you, Shane O'Mac.
Here comes the money.
All right, so the rules of engagement have been laid out. Here is today's final VIP celebrity audio clue.
It's the Michael K. Show's 20 in 20.
I think I've got an idea of how championship teams are formed, how they react together. This is what we're going to look for.
Ooh.
Yeah. Nope. I got it.
You got it.
I got it. I'm going to text you, Michael. Peter, you want in on this text?
No, I want to listen one more time, but I don't know. I'll say this, though. I can now say with certainty, though. It's interesting the people who got left out. There are a lot of big names who got left out.
Ed Hospodar.
Yeah, well, again, you always go back there, but he's not who I'm thinking of.
Now, Peter, sad news today. I don't know if you... I'm sure you don't know this. One of the great drops that Don has ever had is Boychuk and Clutterbuck.
Yeah.
Boychuk had to retire today, Don, because of an eye injury.
Oh.
So that means we can't play it anymore?
No, of course. Well, no.
I think it's kind of insensitive.
I assumed, sorry, that Michael was just saying it's sad because he had to retire, not that we had to retire.
It is sad.
Yeah, no, that part is. But we're not going to not play the drop because of his retirement.
Boychuk or Clutterbuck?
I think we have to retire the drop.
Would we have had to retire it if Boychuk had been traded away?
No.
We're not retiring.
What if a couple of Islander fans were just having a conversation one day and, like, who's your favorite Islander, Boychuk or Clutterbuck?
Boychuk or Clutterbuck?
Yeah, but they can't have that conversation anymore because Boychuk's not playing.
So he can't be your favorite player anymore if he retires?
Still well, that's like saying that Don Mattingly is my favorite Yankee. Well,
Why not?
He doesn't play now.
So let's go with Don!
Who my favorite player is now, I can't say Don Mattingly.
Well, then somebody said, well, how about your favorite current player? They wouldn't discount like Don Mattingly. That's a great favorite Yankee, but I need to know who your favorite current Yankee is. So current or retired favorite Islander, Boychuk or Clutterbuck. See, it works.
Thank you, Don.
If you want to be that insensitive, then if you can live with yourself, that's fine. 1-800-919-3776. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. And RJ Bell going to break one of the worst streaks of all time.
Well, we hope.
I mean, remember when what did the Orioles start off? 0-26?
Was it? I thought it was 0-28. I can look it up. It might have been 0-28.
The Orioles?
Yeah.
What was that? The 88?
No, it wasn't 22?
You know what? You might be right. Well, anyway, this is commensurate to that. What RJ Bell's going through, that it's commensurate to that kind of start.
We're not having him on today, are we?
Yeah, we are.
Ugh. It's just hard now. It's just really hard to think.
When he's on the air, and if you feel somewhat like you don't want him there, think about the delicious Popeye's chicken sandwich you had today.
And listen, I'll be honest, that helps, but it was 21.
There you go.
They good won job, on 22.
Dude. We all went over, so we would all be out, but that's still...
And do you know what Girardi said about that?
Not what you want.
Not what you want. And Frank Robinson did not want that.
And they what is that? They went to the last day of the regular season in 89? Like with the Blue Jays? Like to possibly win the division?
Yeah.
Like they turned it around right away.
It's a fantastic 30 for 30, if you've never seen it. It's really good.
Let's take a brief time out. We're going to make this day, which is a heavy traffic day. I don't know if it's any different today.
Probably.
We're going to make it enjoyable for you. We're going to take you right into the holidays. And then we'll all rejoin again on Monday. I don't know what's going on Thursday and Friday at this time.
No. You know exactly what's happening Friday. The show. Peter Rosenberg, co-stars Andrew Gunling and RJ Santillo. Special guests that are adding up a list so long I can't even name it all. Action, excitement, topics we've never broached before. It's going to be. Let me just say this. It's at 2:55. What you do is, Don, you sit down and you make yourself a delicious leftover sandwich. Turkey, cranberry sauce, stuffing. You pack it all together. You throw on whatever fakakta football they have on Friday afternoon. You mute it.
some college game.
Yeah, some fakakta college game. You mute it. You turn on the radio
tournament?
Show. And
the
you let it fill your home.
On.
What?
The golfing will be going on.
Well, there's golf as well. That's right. Oh, there's college basketball Friday, too.
You know, today, 100 different college games. Many are being canceled as we speak, but 100 scheduled.
Terps are playing as we speak.
All right, let's take a brief time out. Shower off, towel off, the whole deal. 1-800-919-3776. We'll give you another listen to The Clue and then a chance to win $1,000 later on in the hour. It's Kayla Greco, Rosenberg, and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so I have a proposal for Peter. He's not going to like it, and Don's not going to like it. But it's one that has to be made. So I just told Jody of your Popeye's turkey conundrum, Peter.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a Popeye's 2.5 miles from our house where we live.
Okay.
She just called. They have plenty of the turkeys available.
Not true.
Yeah. Seriously.
Seriously?
So, yeah. I will have her go pick up the turkey. After the show, I will drive it into the city.
This is such a lie.
No, I will. This is a proposal. I will drive it into the city if you agree not to do the Friday show.
See, Don... You know what? So, Don, my question for you is: lie or bad guy? Bad or both.
Well, I was going to say, is both an option?
Because he's lying and he's a bad guy.
No, no. The Popeyes where we live have the turkeys.
I'll call them and find out. So
go ahead. I'm telling you, they have them.
Because you know
I will get it.
Closed location.
I will drive it in. You have to recuse yourself from hosting Friday's show.
All right, so let's say that happened. Who's hosting?
They'll get somebody.
Yeah,
a lot of people want a shot at this.
That works.
A lot of people want a shot at this rare territory.
I am. I'm having someone check right now. We're going to find out. We're going to find out if you're telling the truth. Because
all right. So when you find out I'm telling the truth, are you up for it?
No. I want a Popeye's turkey, but I
want to host the show more.
I had originally had a Whole Foods turkey, but it was too much food now that my parents aren't coming, so I just ordered some turkey breasts.
Sliced?
Yeah, it's just like, they're just in breast.
Like at a deli?
No. Like, you know, raw meat.
Sad. Cooked.
But now that I'm thinking Popeye's, I think I may, Don, you're going to respect this. Michael will look down his nose. I think I'm still going to get some Popeye's chicken also. How about that?
That's not what the pilgrims ate.
You know.
Because it's been passed down, like the tablets. Let's go to Danny in Long Island. Now, Danny was worried about his Thanksgiving being ruined by the angst of a Pittsburgh-Baltimore game. You don't have to worry about that, Dan.
First of all, Pete, your play was to take Michael up on the offer. You get the turkey by tonight. By 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, the management is screaming at you to show up on Friday, and you have no choice, and you get both ends of the bet. So you mishandled that right off the bat. That was the way to play that.
That would be dishonest, though, Dan.
No, but it'd be a direct order. It'd be fine. He'd have to obey. He'd have to apologize to you, and he'd still have a job. When you get R.J. Bell on, by the way, just remember that on this airway, last Saturday morning, he pronounced the Jet game on the money line his bet of the year. Not the bet of the week, the bet of the year.
Now, the Jets would win?
The Jets on the money line.
No. Danny, where did he say this?
He said this on Dave's show on Saturday morning. Rothenberg. And I repeated it to Anita, and she replayed the segment. She said, I have no idea where that's coming from, but I'm stunned. So that's
now,
bizarre.
For people that don't know, money line means picking the Jets to win the game outright.
Yes. He had some stats that teams coming out of bye week with no wins are like, you know, 47-1. And I said to myself, has he seen this team? This that's where stats get in the way. It doesn't do what you're looking
Danny,
at.
Danny, anyway, I believe somebody has kidnapped R.J. Bell. And they just imitated his voice.
Listen, I'm glad that my Thanksgiving will be agita free either way, because those games, win or lose, are always terrifying. But what the NFL just did was the boxing version of a standing eight count to the Ravens. They are on the ropes. They are tottering. They have injuries mounting. The COVID injuries to the two running backs are the least of their problems, because there's another team that uses four or five different running backs, and they just move up Gus Edwards to the starting lineup. The defensive lineman with the twisted ankle and the backup center, who's now playing right guard against T.J. Watt, was a greater concern. So they now have three more days to regroup and get their act together, and the Steelers now will effectively have no bye week. Also to note, the Ravens are scheduled to play the Cowboys next Thursday night. Are they going to let the Ravens play next Thursday night on 3 days rest while the Cowboys have a full seven? You can't let that happen. That's more dangerous than COVID.
I think they'll do it. Danny, there's no way they're going to. They've already rooked NBC out of a primetime game. You think they're going to take one away from Fox?
Well, they could very well turn around and tell two teams that are playing next Sunday where there's no fans.
That's what they'll do.
Yeah. You can't allow a team to play on 3 days resting. It's a fully rested team.
Find another game and get teams to agree. And if they've got enough of a heads up, that's fine, because you only prepare for the game that you got, not the game that's coming up 2 weeks from now.
If this decision was made for safety purposes, I have no complaints. I'm not complaining about the Steelers losing their bye week. There's a lot more to be concerned about. But teams have played with worse losses than their running backs and be forced to play games.
I mean, there's nine guys that tested positive, so they were afraid that there would be another two tomorrow. So they didn't want to cancel this game, Danny.
I completely agree with you, Michael. Well, last week, nine starters for the Raiders were in protocol until Saturday. All of them could have come up positive Saturday morning. And what would the Raiders have done? Would they have canceled that game?
They might have.
You never know. But anyway, it is what it is. But, you know, at least I also think the NFL and the country did not need to see COVID live and in person at 8 o'clock on Thanksgiving night. I think they just want to avoid the entire, if a controversy somehow broke out. So let's just not play in the middle of, at 8 o'clock at night.
If I may say, before we say goodbye, we are thankful that you've been a listener for a long, long time. I hope you and your family have a happy and safe and healthy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. And Don, good luck with the podcast. If I was, if it wasn't cheap, I would be a subscriber, but unfortunately,
it's YouTube.
It's free. YouTube and it's free.
It's free, babe.
Oh, it's free?
Yeah.
Oh, and I also would like to wish Peter the best of luck. I will be calling on Friday. We'll have a good conversation.
Oh,
there you go.
Peter's grown on me. He's grown on me like a fungus, but he has grown on me.
I like it. Like one of those green moles on somebody's back.
I take that as a compliment from Dan. Dan actually thought that David and I were going to do a show and make people pay for it.
Well, I like that when you corrected him, though, he still didn't say, oh, then I'll listen. Now, and by the way, Danny, our phone lines are going to be pretty jammed up on Friday. No guarantees.
You know, I want to get on hold now.
The call has been made to the Popeyes in the location where Michael lives.
Right.
They are sold out, and he was lying through his teeth.
Oh, see, that's just so...
Wait a second.
So lowest common denominator.
Wait a second. When Jody made the call, they weren't. Maybe they've been sold out since.
Yeah, but can we play... What was Michael's quote? They had plenty or...
Yeah, but those things go fast, as Peter knows. God. First of all, who are the people working behind the scenes that are able to make phone calls while you're on the air? You're not in the studio. What's going on? You have hip-hop mic there?
I'm very connected.
Unbelievable.
It is really disappointing because whenever a professional athlete or coach for the best situation for his team lies, it bothers Michael. Your lying is wrong, and yet you're the biggest liar on the show. Nobody has told more lies on this show than Michael Kay.
Thank you, babe. Anyway, let's remind you of the VIP celebrity voice in our 20 and 20 giveaway of 1,000.
You hear it? Did you get my text?
What was that?
Did you get my text?
Yes. Now I know.
Okay.
There was that. I knew it was familiar, but I couldn't place it, and you obviously gave it to me. So let's see if our listeners can get it. Here it is, one more time, the final audio clue of our 20 and 20 spectacular giveaway.
It's the Michael Kay Show's 20 in 20.
I think I've got an idea of how championship teams are formed, how they react together. This is what we're going to look for.
You know, again, I don't want to give a hint.
This might be one of the biggest celebrities we had.
I was going to say, if I said it was 20, I don't think I'd get much pushback from this audience.
Number 20?
Yeah.
Oh, you're out of your mind. We'll talk about it later. Michael Kay Show on 98.7 ESPN, brought to you by Geico. The real value in car insurance isn't how much you save. It's also the kind of service you get. Good thing Geico's been perfecting both for over 75 years. And also, Peter, you're a liar. And whoever's doing your phone calls are a liar because the Popeyes is not in my town. So how would the person know what town it's in? It is not in my town.
It's in a neighboring town?
Yeah. There is not one in my town. So you're a filthy liar.
Yeah, but I'm sure this number was picked up on Google Map by putting your zip code in. And then it went to the closest one.
Michael, are you promising? Will you swear on your Uncle Danny that this is true, and you know that they're available at that location?
No, I will not.
Okay.
Because I didn't make the phone call. Jody did.
Okay. Do you swear that Jody made the phone call?
No. Because she said she did. You've been in our house. It's big. It could have been another wing. I have no idea.
In another life, you should be the White House press secretary. You could say anything.
We'll just leave it right there. 1-800-9... Michael Kaylee McEnany, 1-800-919-3776. We'll take some phone calls, and we'll give you an opportunity to win $1,000. It's Kayla Greco-Rosenberg and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
All right, welcome back to the Michael Kay Show, everybody. We're moments away from giving away $1,000. Peter, is Peter there?
Hello.
Peter, I'd like to bring in my wife, who I know you respect.
Oh, no.
Can you get in here, Joe? Here. All right, so Jody's here. Jody, please tell Peter about your phone calls.
Well, I went to the website because Michael said you mentioned Popeyes, and I love Popeyes anytime.
Okay.
And they do have it, and it said call your local store, and there were a couple in our area, and one of them had a few of these turkeys left. So they're frozen, and the thawing out process is rather complicated, but we do have them here.
So what do you say to that, Peter?
Well, I'm a little confused about what location has been called. Now, the thawing out...
We can't give you our location.
Well, you can text it to
me. But Jody has my number. She could... Could she text me the
But
the
we don't location? Even want you to know where we live.
But I know. So could she text me the location and number?
No, because this is a deal. She did that so I can offer it to you, that I would drive it to you that you would not host on Friday. It's something that I'm fearful of you ruining the franchise.
Don, this is worse and more troubling than I thought.
Well, but this has to happen fast, so it's like up to 72 hours it takes to thaw it out in the fridge, or if you're willing to put it in a water bath, you can do it in 10 to 12 hours, but you have to change the water hourly. So time is
of the essence.
We need your answer like before the end of the show.
And also, you can't bathe in the water first, because that would be unsanitary.
It's not going to happen,
Peter.
But delicious. But just when a family lies to you, Peter.
That's
what Michael does.
Don's saying a family's lying, Jody.
We'll send you pictures. I might go get this, and we're going to eat it tomorrow just for the heck of it.
Don, I was going to say the same thing. What's troubling here is that you thought that there was, you know when people say the term, Don, better half?
Right.
You thought that Michael's better half would be also more honest. To know that she's in on this means that now we can never trust anything again.
Sickening.
I wouldn't joke about Popeyes. I love the dirty rice. I love the red beans and rice. I might just go and get their gravy, if nothing else, tomorrow.
Now, you're talking my language, but I still just don't know if this is true.
Let me ask you both a question. Have you ever known Jody Applegate to lie?
Not until now.
So why are you so certain she's lying now, Don?
Because I believe Peter. And
you believe
out
Peter over Jody, you filthy animal.
And the fact you marry a liar. Right? Then you become a liar.
Can you believe this joke?
No. You know what? I'm going to Popeyes. I'll see you guys later.
Bye, honey.
Oh, wow. She's walking right to Popeyes.
And it's not going
to
happen, Peter. 72-hour thaw in the refrigerator, and then a 12-hour thaw changing the water every hour.
Oh, my God.
She has researched this. It's
right.
True.
Oh, my gosh. Don, this is deeper than you thought. Not only is she a liar, she's a better liar than Michael, because she looked at the website, found the information, and was like, hey, once we say this, it doesn't matter because he won't be able to get it anyway.
Right.
What a well-thought-out, crafted... This is Watergate levels.
Yeah.
Watergate's a joke now compared to what's happening in the world.
Are you showing your hand?
No, it's just a joke with what's happening in the world. Watergate.
Well, just the level of controversy.
Got it.
I'm a little hurt that you feel it. First of all, because Jody, you told me about the turkey. I told Jody about the turkey the other day. Mm-hmm. That's why she did the homework on it. So she didn't just come up with this. She knew about putting the thing in the bathtub and all of that.
All right. You know,
liar, liar, pants on fire.
Correct.
The two of you.
I'm amazed at you, Don. Amazed.
He's going up and in on you.
That you what a turn. You've been in our home.
You've been in mine.
You've seen our children.
That's right.
You think
you've
we raised
mine.
Them to lie?
No. Hope not.
Michael, you can't even defend yourself. You can defend Jody all you want. You can't. You're, you know, the horse is out of the barn with you. Known liar.
Not a known liar.
This is...
Cajun fried turkey, $49.99. She just sent me a picture.
We should move on, because now it's getting... Again, I'm going to keep almost saying things political, but I mean, it's...
Don't.
It's like continuing a recount in Georgia.
Well, we should have a contest.
It's over.
Will Peter get the turkey before I get my COVID results?
Well, Peter would get the turkey if he would make the... swear to the omerta to me that he would not do Friday's show, which I'm afraid will ruin. I don't even understand, Don, why you're not afraid that everything we built here... He would be blasting the underpinnings.
No, I think it's terrific.
All right, good. Last time for the 20 and 20 contest, everybody. If you've been listening to today's show, you've heard a clip from one of the many stars who've joined the Michael K. Show over the years. Now, I'm going to line up callers, and you'll have one try to guess the K-Show celebrity for your chance to win big. So if you think you know who we featured in today's clip, call us at 1-800-919-ESPN for your chance to win the final 20 and 20 prize, $1,000 cash. That's 10 $100 bills. It's $110 bills. You got all that?
You roll.
So it's 98.7 ESPN's 20 and 20 contest brought to you by PC Richard & Son, Kansas City Steak, and the Bartesian Premium Cocktails on Demand. Call in now.
I have no clue. None.
Really?
Want me to text it to you?
I'll never see the text, but email it. You can email it to me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jody corrected me. It's $39 this year, not $49.99.
It doesn't matter. It's not there, and it's a lie.
Wow.
Listen, I'm still working on my major guest for Friday. I want to get it by the end of the show. So,
you know, I don't know if you realize it, but former President Barack Obama has a book out. You might be able to get him.
Yeah, from what I've heard and seen, he's done a lot of press, but I don't think I'm going to get him.
Lisa Be Crazy on Twitter said, tell Rosenberg Jody's telling the truth. I'm in the process of thawing my bird now. Put in refrigerator on Saturday.
Now, I don't think that part's a lie. So no. Tell her thank you.
Kev goes, K and Apple K on the show is a win-win. And they aren't liars. Don and Peter just hating.
No, unfortunately, I wish that
Ed
was true.
Ed Claremont goes, Michael K scored way out of his league with Jody. Maybe the greatest feat in history.
Now, that's not a lie.
Well, yeah, there's some truth to everything, but...
All right, so let's see if we have a winner for $1,000. Who wouldn't like $1,000?
Everyone would.
Think about it. Who wouldn't? Let's see if we have a winner here. Here's Paul in New Jersey. Paul, who is our VIP celebrity voice?
I'm saying Steve Nash.
So sorry.
Ooh,
so thank you for trying, Paul.
Ooh,
I wanted Paul to win. Let's go to Kenny in Mayo Pack.
Hey.
Kenny, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Let's see if you're great, if you have $1,000. Who do you think the VIP celebrity voice is?
I'm going to go with the evil Phil Jackson.
Oh, my goodness. The Saboteur just won you $1,000. How about that, Kenny?
That is amazing.
$1,000. What are you going to do with that money?
Oh, man. I probably have a great Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Yeah.
There you go.
Absolutely. Or spend it on Christmas gifts, whatever.
Yes,
did you know right away it was Phil? Because I didn't.
I knew that it was Phil, and then the little hints that you guys gave, especially Don saying that nobody here is going to support him being in the top 20. Well, he's number 20. That gave me the answer.
Well, see, that's why Don's full of baloney. The guy has 11 championship rings.
Well,
I believe he's one of the top three guests.
Come on, he set the Knicks back another 15 years. Come on.
Okay, and then Mills and Perry did it again.
You're right.
And too much sense. All I said was, and Peter, follow me here.
I'm here.
Is that if I decided to say that Phil Jackson is number 20 of the celebrities mm-hmm. that we had, I would not get any pushback from the audience because of what the caller just said, because they hate his guts. Nobody's going to call and support Phil.
Kenny, do you love the show?
Yes, absolutely.
And watch do you it love it even more now?
Absolutely. I don't even know if I could.
You know, you're going to have to try because we want you to tell everybody in the world, you got to listen to the show. Not only are they great, they know sports, they're funny, but they give stuff away. So, Kenny, we love that you listen. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm glad that we can give you the money, and we're thrilled that you knew it was Phil Jackson. Congratulations.
Great. Thank you so much. Right. Happy Thanksgiving.
We'll put you on hold, and we'll get all your information.
Michael, one question before we break here.
Yeah.
I texted you
and
said, did we have Phil Jackson? And you wrote, nope.
No, I thought, did we guess it?
Oh, no, that was me guessing.
I misunderstood.
Yeah, that was me guessing. I didn't remember us having it.
Yeah, you got it. You got it.
Wow, I'm very
You don't get anything, though.
We know we had Phil the day he was hired, and then that was it.
When we come back...
We're still waiting on Leon Rose, and he's been hired for many months.
I'd like to ask Andrew when we get back about...
Phil Jackson the day he was hired, and we're still waiting on Leon Rose. Interesting. Yes.
I would like to ask Andrew when we come back, though, about some of the guests he left out and why he chose to leave them out.
Interesting.
There are a lot of big names. I mean, and that's not a knock. I'm just curious to the logic, because there's some big names he left off.
Big names. Huge.
Yeah.
1-800-919-3776. You know, I saw I was flipping through the dials yesterday, watching Family Feud, because, I mean, it's on every minute of the day. The newest ones are COVID-protected. He doesn't go near the family. The families are separated when they buzz for the, you know, when they come up to the front, and he's really far away.
Well, that's good.
I don't know how they did it with an audience, but they're making new Family Feuds. COVID-protected Family Feuds.
Very impressive.
It's very impressive. If it can be done, Steve Harvey will do it.
Still very odd to see Jeopardy.
Well, now it's going to be Ken Jennings.
Yeah, but not until after Christmas.
Now they actually pushed it back. It's not going to be till, I think, Alex Trebek's last show will be like January 4th.
Well, how did they squeeze a couple more episodes?
I think they're going to play some best ofs.
Oh, I see. Because I know he taped up until December 25th.
Yeah.
And he still looks, you know, doing an amazing job.
The last show he taped on was 10 days before he passed away.
Yeah. That's scary.
Yeah. All right, we'll come back. We got a lot of stuff to hit on. 1-800-919-3776. Vegas does not like the Knicks. No, no. They do not like the Knicks. No, no. We'll tell you how much they dislike the Knicks. It's Kay LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast.
Hey, buddy. Hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
This is the Michael Kay Show.
I have now penciled in that I have to listen to Peter Rosenberg on the show on Friday.
Okay.
Because he has booked a guest that is going to have a story to tell, Trey Wingo. Today, his last day at ESPN, and you're going to have the interview.
Wow.
Peter, a lot of pressure on you now. Don, you and I have to do the show.
We can't put
this kind of interview in the hand of Peter.
This is the Michael Kay Show.
This is like the equivalent of Frost Nixon.
I think that
Wingo Rothenberg.
That could be a
Rosenberg.
Rothenberg's not involved.
I know.
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, so if you're in traffic right now, it's always a big traffic day. Alex Lee will get you through with the traffic reports at 20 and 40, and we'll try to entertain you as you head wherever you're going for Thanksgiving. Hopefully you stay within the guidelines and you do what you're supposed to do, but again, that's for you to decide on this Thanksgiving Eve. We were just talking about Tom Brady, and it's something that we could have talked about the previous 2 days, but we've been so jam-packed, and I thought this was a good thing to bring up right now, because I did see that there's been some pushback and fallout regarding it. So they did not play that well against L.A., and they lost. And there's talk that there's a lot of dissension in the Tampa Bay locker room, where Bruce Arians is insistent on running the offense that he wants to run, which is, you know, kind of a chuck-and-duck offense. He wants to go the deep ball.
Right.
That's really not Tom Brady's game. So they let Tom Brady pick the players, but they're telling him what meal to cook. So they will not let him run Josh McDaniel's offense, I think, to their detriment. So that's one part of the story. Another part of the story is this. They lost to the Bears. I guess that was on Monday night, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Completely ignored Nick Foles. Did not shake his hand. They lose to the Rams. Completely ignores Jared Goff. Would not shake his hand. And you could see Goff is like looking around for Brady, and Brady just trudged off and went into the locker room. Now, if you say to me that Brady's doing that because of COVID restrictions, I applaud him and say it's great. But that's not why he's doing it. He's doing it because he's a sore loser.
Hmm.
And he has come out and said, well, I don't shake hands with people unless I have a previous long-term relationship with them. Well, he pretty much made out with the kid from the Chargers, Justin Herbert. I'm a long conversation. There's no way you can have a long-term relationship with a kid that played in Oregon the last couple of years. So I just think I think it's an awful look. He shook Nick Foles' hand. He didn't shake Nick. He didn't shake Nick Foles' hand. I don't think when they won the Super Bowl. He shook Goff's hand when they won the Super Bowl, but he just trudges off. You're 43 years old. You might be the best who ever did this. You have 6 Super Bowl rings. Don and Peter, what is it? What does he do this for? And again, I am not. I think it's a great tradition with hockey. I do. It's a wonderful tradition at the end of playoff hockey. But you've been trying to kill these people for the last 3 hours, and all of a sudden, the game's over, and it's all huggy-kissy. I never got that anyway. But it is a tradition. And if you do it after games that you win, Don, don't you think it's an awful optic that you just trudge off the field and don't shake anybody's hands when you lose?
See, it's a great debate. I'm glad you brought up the hockey because it does come up a lot. At the end of a series, not at the end of every game, but at the end of a best-of-7 series, there's the handshake line. And it's a tradition, and I think it's a great tradition. But there have been players, significant players, that would not partake in it. Ed Belfour.
Billy Smith wouldn't, right?
Billy Smith would just like, I am not going to be a fraud. I hated you for 7 games, and now I'm supposed to put on a brave face and shake your hand. And there's some people that take the tack, well, that's just being a sore loser, not being able to shut it off. And then there are other people that applaud it and say, you know what, he's not a fraud. He doesn't like you. Why does he have to shake your hand? I remember Brodeur was getting abused by Avery in that series a bunch of years ago. I guess it was the 2008 series that the Rangers won in 5. And he was saying some awful things to Brodeur. And so Brodeur didn't shake his hand, just skated by him on the line. And his thing was, I don't like him. Why do I got to shake his hand? I don't like him. So there's a part of me that understands, you know, suck it up, especially after a loss. It's kind of become a tradition, shake your hand. But there's a part of me that thinks, you know, if I don't want to shake your hand, I shouldn't have to shake your hand. You know, and he sounds like a guy that's like, I don't want to do it. If I know you, if I have a personal relationship with you, and I want to go over and say hello, shake your hand. But just because we're the quarterbacks, just because we played in a game together, I have to shake your hand?
Well, isn't it strange, though, Don, that he always finds it within himself to shake their hands after he wins?
Right.
See,
that's the bad part.
I like what you're saying, Don.
Right.
If you know, don't be a phony. But he's being the ultimate phony, and he's being a sore loser. And I'm a Tom Brady fan. This is a bad look.
If you don't want
to shake hands ever, then don't shake hands. I have no problem with it. I think that's cool. I think that tells you I'm an ultimate competitor. You just beat me. I want no part of you. But don't be Mr. Gladhand after you win, but then when you lose, you trudge off.
True.
That's awful.
If his reasoning was, I only want to shake hands with people that I know and have a personal relationship with, then I think it's okay. But if it's only when you win, yeah, then that's inconsistent. And that to me is fraudulent.
But there are a couple other things to talk about here. First of all, we don't have the line at 3.5 for KC.
We have 2.5.
We have 2.5, which
right.
no one more than Don LaGreca will tell you how big a difference that is.
Sure.
It's a gigantic difference. And also, I don't, that game is not appealing to me.
I'm going to tip my hand. I was going the other way. I still might.
He has
to win at some point. I mean, if you believe in RJ's going to pick a game that he wins, but I love the Chiefs in that game.
As I told Michael in the soft open, I'm leaning Detroit, and now he's scaring me off Detroit.
His pick segment is taking on a different.
He sounds a little broken too. He sounds shifty.
He's taking over under in the first quarter.
That is really like. That's Neutertville almost. Like that pick is just like not wanting to go back on the battlefield. What do they call that? The post-traumatic stress like that he has. Like that's your pick the first quarter.
He's done it before.
I know,
but it's not.
But this was almost like I'm just afraid. I'm just gonna hang around in the kiddie pool before I actually go back in the big boy pool. But the spot does have value because what he said is so true that like the syndicate can really move these lines to where I thought that Dolphin line was a layup. And so did a lot of other people. Incarcerated Bob got suckered into it. So when he gives some of those names, when he mentions, and I look at that Chief game, and that to me looks like a sucker bet. Like,
which
I was
way?
With Michael. 2.5, you're giving me it. The Bucks aren't playing well. You know, the whole national, the night game thing, Kansas City's one of the best teams in football. I still think when it's all said and done, it's probably better than Pittsburgh.
And, I mean, are we really going to bet because, like, Tom Brady is go sleepy time Bobo at night? I mean, really?
Now, I will say,
something
though,
to that.
That logic.
At night. Time for sleepy time Bobos.
That logic that you guys just said, though, is what we've talked about many times. That, I mean, not to take away credit from RJ, but yeah, and you guys, what happened with you guys the other day, it happened with me in the New England game last week. We are suckers. Like, we are not professional bettors, so sometimes we just forget. But when a line stinks to high heaven where you go, man, this is a sure thing, it's never the right pick. That is all. That is, even if you get it right 1 out of 10 times, it's the sucker's pick for a reason.
Now, the Jets are playing this Sunday. We'll have all the action here on 98.7 ESPN. And Sam Darnold practiced today, but not full out.
Right.
So it's a day-to-day
Flacco
operation.
Say his arm looked live?
What was that?
I saw a line from Flacco who said he thought that Darnold's arm looked live.
Well, Rich Samini, who covers the Jets, and really has, this isn't hyperbole, for about 35 years, had a story today on ESPN.com whether or not the Jets should play this guy. Because let's say his arm feels okay. His arm is still injured. So what's the positive and negatives of them playing him? The positive is they increase his value. The negative is, and I think it's twofold, he could get seriously hurt, then he has no value whatsoever. Or that he actually plays well and plays himself into 2 or 3 wins, and then they lose out on Trevor Lawrence. So which way do you go if you're the Jets? And Sam Darnold's going to want to play. We asked him that on Monday, and he said, I want to play. But he's not right. He's not 100%. And now the argument will be, well, no one at this time of the year, week 12 in the NFL, is 100%. But when a quarterback's shoulder is problematic, that's problematic to me. So I don't know why they're in. You know, Gase was asked in Rich's story, well, why do you want to play? I want to see him. I want to see him with our 3 wide receivers in the lineup. You want to see him? You haven't made a decision on Sam Darnold yet? You don't know what Sam Darnold is 2.5 years into him. You have no idea. You need to see him with your 3 wide receivers. Wouldn't the better line have been, I want to see my 3 wide receivers with my starting quarterback? No, but he said, I want to see how he plays with my 3 wide receivers, which tells you they still don't even know about Sam Darnold. But if Sam Darnold wants to save his Jet career, goes out and wins 2 games, boom, they're screwed. Well, so what is the benefit of playing him?
Well, wait a minute. They're screwed out of Lawrence, but
right.
Maybe with actually, if he goes out there and plays great, then you'll like maybe you feel better about the fact that you already have the quarterback.
Well, what if he goes out and plays okay enough to win 2 games?
I don't know if that's, I don't know if it's possible. I mean,
and again, also, here's another danger. What if they win games and that saves Gase's job? That's why Gase is running him out there, because he thinks he has a better chance to win than with Flacco.
It's such a tough, I just hate this kind of stuff, because there's actually the conversation, and I called DCR today about it.
You called into the show?
I called into the show.
Interesting.
Because and they both agreed with me, but then it's out there that the Giants should try not to win the division because they'd lose draft standing. And it's just like, dude, can we just play? I mean, everybody's so concerned about the future and where we're gonna draft. Fact is, Sam, you want to see what you have in Sam, and you could say you don't know already. Well, first of all, I don't know if Gase knows anything about quarterbacks. So that's clearly on the table, right?
He's a genius.
But he's not. And it's been a really tough first couple of years for Sam between injuries and bad coaching, where if I'm Sam Darnold, I want to go out there to prove to everybody that if you give me some decent weapons, that I can go out there and I can play and I can win some games, and you don't have to worry about getting Trevor Lawrence because I'm your guy. And if he goes out there in these final 6 games with a healthy Mims and a healthy Perryman and a healthy Crowder and goes out there and throws, you know, for 4 touchdown passes against Miami and they win, everybody is old. Jet Nation's going to be crying in their pillow that night because they're going to lose out on Trevor Lawrence instead of looking at the, hey, maybe you already have the quarterback. Because I still think they do. But obviously I'm having a lot of trouble because he hasn't even been playing. But now even the great Sam Darnold defender, Don LaGreca, is going to say, you can't use the excuse of lack of weapons anymore because they scored 7 touchdowns in the last couple of weeks. Joe Flacco, who's basically at the end of his career, actually had moments against the Chargers with these players. Mims looks like he can play. So
he does.
Go out there with these weapons, Peter. Now we're back to the beginning of the year when I was saying, Sam, show me something.
Yep.
You might have enough here that you can go out there and have a decent season. He's got 6 weeks to maybe prove to Jet Nation that, you know what, it's okay to win some games. It's okay to get better because you've got your quarterback. What? Well, why can't that be on the table instead of always longing for the other thing?
I would also think that if Gase wants to save his job, if he still thinks that's possible, the only route would be for Sam to close out when he has all his weapons and look great over the rest of the season.
That's it. That's his only way to save it.
It's the only way. Trevor Lawrence ain't helping Adam Gase.
Now, I don't know if it's on the table, guys, because the offense has played better. You know, this defense is a sieve. They're playing the next team that they play. That's at the level of the two games in which they looked good will be New England in week 17. But you've got Miami and you've got Seattle. I mean, listen, they can go out and play great and still lose those games. They're a 6.5-point dog at home against the Dolphins, right? You still have to play Seattle. You still have to play Cleveland. You still have games that they're going to be at the Raiders. Raiders almost has beaten the Chiefs and almost beat the Chiefs, right? So even if Sam plays well, I don't know if they're winning another game until possibly week 17.
And I still don't know why you think you'd win that. I still think they'd lose that game.
Yeah, I think so too. But of the games that they have left on their schedule, Michael, that's the one game where you say, all right, week 17, Patriots are out of it. That maybe those players that are going to be on the field are going to be motivated not to finish 0-16, that might be their best chance. But I'm still betting this team's going to go 0-16. And I'm not sure even Sam playing lights out might be able to change that.
Well, let's go to the phones. Andrew in Jersey City. Andrew.
Hey, fellas. Wishing you guys a happy Thanksgiving. Just wanted to chime in on the Tom Brady conversation. You know, I'm going to preface this by saying, but I am by no means a Tom Brady fan. I am staunchly a defender of Peyton Manning, and I personally think he's one of the best to ever do it. Probably, I would say he's the best quarterback to ever play the game. I just think Tom Brady's all around bad guy. You know, like, I think we're finally seeing Brady without Belichick, and it's, you know, I don't think fucking it by any means are putting him in the best situation to succeed. You know, you always use the phrase, you're giving him the groceries, let him make the dinner. I think that's a Bill Parcells phrase, mm-hmm. and I'm butchering the paraphrasing of it. But, you know, I strongly believe that Brady is just, he's okay. You know, he just doesn't do it for me. And oftentimes you hear him, he has 6 Super Bowls. Everyone thinks he's anointed as the greatest ever to do it. And I don't see it. And, you know, it just goes to show you, you said it perfectly, he's a sore loser. You know, you got beat fair and square. You didn't show up on those games.
Well, I mean, it also could be, and we thank you for the phone call, it could be a situation where he hates to lose. I mean, we know that. But, I mean, I'm sorry. If you shake hands after wins, then you should shake hands after losses.
Hey, I'm not going to sit here and disagree.
Not a big deal, but it is telling, Don.
Disagree with somebody who wants to have the opinion that he might be a bad guy. I mean, that's something. If you want to say that, I guess that you're entitled to your opinion. But let's not get crazy that all of a sudden he's okay. He's 43 years old, and his stats are still very good. Now, he's not the quarterback he was. We saw that last year. If he stayed in New England, I don't know if the Patriots are much different than they are right now.
You guys love Bruce Arians, but he's going to end up losing his job. I mean, it's going to be a showdown between Bruce Arians and Tom Brady. Why don't you make the offense what Tom Brady wants it to be? Why'd you get Tom Brady then? To play your offense? Make Tom Brady comfortable.
You know, there's issues here, but he still has 25 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. His quarterback rating is 95. He's better than okay. Even at 43 years old.
Well.
Now, is he a championship quarterback? Does he have a championship team? Listen, Peter and I love Bruce Arians. He came into the studio that day. He was really nice to us. He's not Bill Belichick. He's not a championship coach by any stretch of the imagination. And he's got weapons. His stats are good. But I think Brady's best years are behind him. Well, I'm not going to have somebody call like up and say he's just okay, though.
Brady and Belichick, I think, in quiet moments this year, they're not probably, they're realizing what life is like without the other one. They both needed each other.
It's not great talk show opinion, but the fact remains is they needed each other. But they had each other last year. Now, with a few more weapons, would they have been better? You know, but I think the years of winning a championship, maybe for the both of them, are just finally, that's it. It's petered out now. You're 43 years old. And you're not coached the way you were before.
And I think he misses McDaniels, too.
There's a lot of things missing.
Steve in Arizona. Steve.
Hey, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same
Michael,
to you.
Michael, I've been wanting to call for weeks to tell you that you're my favorite. It's always been between you and Don, neck and neck. Sorry, Peter. You're a close third. And I'm about to pull the trigger. I'm trying to get through. And these last couple days, Don gets the nod because, Michael, you blew it to me.
Wow.
I mean,
wow.
You don't like Star Wars. You've never seen it. That's just shocking. You won't eat cold turkey. And then Don makes a great pull by mentioning Cheryl Ladd and what a smoke show she was. And I had to give it to Don.
You know, you make some salient points, Steve. And, you know, it's a disappointing loss for me, but I can accept it. Losing to Don is a victory in a sense.
Everybody loves Farrah, but I really think that Cheryl Ladd was underrated.
Well, Cheryl Ladd and Jacqueline Smith, great call, Don.
Why don't you throw Kate Jackson in there, too, Steve? There's nobody to even approach Farrah Fawcett.
I mean, I can't do it. And Don, the other thing I got to tell you is every time these guys bust your chops about you talking more than them, I'm a yes watcher. That's how I get you guys from being out of state. Somebody should do some kind of a study on who looks at the camera the most and pays attention the most, and you would win easily, my man.
You know what? That's I got to tell you, best argument I've ever heard.
No, you won't. Wait, Steve.
He's in the moment.
I was mid-text
Steve and
when
Peter,
you said
wait a second. Time, okay? Do you realize I'm flying the plane here? I got to look at a million things. I have to know what's coming up.
Michael,
I have to know when to break. These guys would never break. We wouldn't pay a bill because they don't care about commercials.
You
have to do reads and stuff like that. So that's why I'm looking all around.
It's amazing. He's the television guy. This is his network. Let's face it. If not for Michael, we're not even on Yes, right? We can all agree on that.
Absolutely.
I have no idea.
But you make no effort, Michael. I'm on Twitter all the time. I'm on the computer all the time.
I don't look at the phone anymore.
Stop with the phone.
I don't look at it since you said it 2 weeks ago. I haven't looked at it once. Both you and Steve could take a walk. How dare you? I got a lot of moving parts I have to worry about. You have nothing to worry about. Nothing.
I have nothing to worry about.
There,
I have reads.
You sit there and you
I got
live
top
your dream
fives
life.
That I do.
Every now and then.
It was a great.
I just care about anything.
I just recorded during the break, RJ. Didn't I just record the Who Am I for the Jets pregame?
Yep, I'm coming at you Sunday.
On.
But during the show, I know we're trying to make a point. Let's make Michael look bad. I've got to know everything that's going on. I am driving the vehicle. So I'm sorry I can't stand. You're the one who always says it's a radio show with the camera eavesdropping. That's exactly what it is. Now, if you want me to you pretty up and put on a suit every day, I'll stare right in the camera. We won't go to break. I won't have live reads. I won't know anything that's breaking. Please, everybody, don't tell me how to do my job. How am I doing so far? What a way to go into Thanksgiving weekend. Thanks, Steve, for being a creep.
I just say, life is a series of face-offs, and you lost that one.
All right, you know what, Steve? Move Peter up to second. I want to be third on your list.
He couldn't have been nicer, Peter.
Yeah, okay.
He
cut like a knife. That's what he did.
He did have a little of this going on, though.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to say that.
He was sitting in a dark room, clothless.
I really enjoy all of you, especially Don.
Clothless.
Yeah.
A lot.
Clothless.
Something about Don just hits different. Different. It's been a slap. I'm finna slap something.
I'm going to tell you, you've angered me now. And by the way, we are making our football picks today because there's no show tomorrow. And Peter will revisit them on Friday to remind
you. Whoa.
You can just read them off.
Perhaps I will. It has nothing to do with you. It's the show. Don?
You've made that clear. He might just give you my picks and not even yours.
That's right.
I've got Jarv. Don't worry about it.
So I'll
serve the radio audience that's not on Twitter.
Also, coming
up
with
the show, I don't even care about the show. I don't even care. You know what? I'm going to really, really take it to you right now. Hey, Andrew. Andrew?
Oh. Yeah.
You know what I'd like you to do for the next segment? Get Trey Wingo on as a guest.
Oh.
I'd like to scoop Peter.
No.
Yeah, do it.
Oh, that's That's such a violation of the radio code.
Because that's the type of guy I am.
No, the and we're awful out at this radio station, but it's still terrible. We're like stealing guests. It's
a
terrible thing to do.
That's a problem.
You can't do that.
Oh, I can do it. After what he just said, it's war. You might not be welcome back on the show on Monday.
What did I just do? All I said was the truth. You started programming my show. When you've already made it clear, my show has nothing to do with your show.
Programming your show by giving the picks. It takes 20 seconds.
Don, did you hear the tone, though?
Oh, yeah. All right, listen, Peter, I got your back the whole way.
Now
matter of fact, this is the way it
me.
Should be every time Michael and I are.
Jody, take back the turkey, Jody. Take it back.
Yeah, the Fugazi turkey that never existed.
Yeah, you don't know that.
The lie.
All right, let's towel off. Come here, Charlie.
The Cajun lie.
Come here.
Is that Charlie?
Yeah, that's all I care about.
Show Please don't teach him how to lie right
here,
now.
Cal, you come on, too. You guys can rip me all you want, and you know what? I have my family. That's all
that's
I care
all you
about.
Need.
Charlie, you knocked out my microphone.
And then he goes up and under me. Look at me, I have my family. When my family can't even come visit because of COVID, so that's where he goes.
That's what
this is so exciting.
You know what? So Steve in Florida or Arizona doesn't like me. Don doesn't like me.
I
Peter
love
has
you.
No respect. These two munchkins, they love me. That's all that
Ask
matters.
Them. Ask them on the air if they like
you. Do you guys love me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They feel forced though.
Yeah, they feel forced. Really. Say something to Peter. Stop blinking. He said, what are you doing? He's blinking to see himself blink on TV. Tell Peter to stop bothering Daddy.
Stop bothering Daddy.
You got it?
He doesn't even mean it.
Yeah. Oh, he means it. He means it. All right, we're going to take a brief time out now because you guys have really ticked me off. We'll make our picks at 5:45. We'll take some phone calls. It's Kay, LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you. And Charlie and Callie, too. Right here on Yes, at 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.